Schneider Electric is proud to bring this podcast to you. Schneider's mission is to be the customer's digital partner for sustainability and efficiency. And bringing insights such as you are about to hear helps further that mission.
My name is Joe Taranto, and I'm joined today by Alana Dunker, Market Leader, Digital Services for Water at Stantec. And today we're talking about optimising a zero-cost energy future for the water industry. Welcome, Alana.
Thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
Alana, you work with hydraulic modelling and the optimisation of projects. Can you tell us what that involves?
Yeah, no problem. So my background is in civil engineering, but for the last 20 years, really been working in the water industry in modelling, planning and optimisation space. So that's planning, long-term water master planning, wastewater master planning. But more recently, since joining Stantec about 10 years ago, really been involved in setting up optimisation tools that leverage water models and look at that operational optimisation piece. So how to best use your assets over the short term, medium term, that sort of thing.
And they're not cheap assets, are they?
They're, no,
you're talking big projects here.
Big dollars. And so, you know, you've got optimization for capital investment, but you also have optimization of how you best run those assets, how you balance your water needs and your demands versus the cost of moving water around.
And you've come to work on a secondment with SA Water. Can you tell us about the project that you got involved?
Yeah, well, we've actually had like quite a long-term relationship with SA Water in that operation space. So we had a really large project probably 10 years ago now, looking at a suite of decision support tools for operations. So looking at forecasting water demand in the short term, live hydraulic models, looking at that bulk water optimization piece so they can plan their annual operations down to monthly, and then a whole range of analytics and dashboards to bring that all together. More recently then, we've been involved in this Zero Cost Energy Future project and trying to build a decision support tool off of the back of that great work that they've been doing.
Zero Cost Energy Future is not a phrase that we hear all the time in the water industry. What have you come to know it as meaning?
Well, basically, you know, in South Australia, it's pretty dry. We have to rely on the River Murray to really supplement our water supply in Adelaide. So there's big dollars and big pumping to get water from the river to the reservoirs into Adelaide. So probably about 5 or 6 years ago now, SA Water, looking at energy prices going up, looking at the volume of pumping they're doing, decided to make a pretty big change and operate actually on the spot market. So you have this really large fluctuation in price, but being a water utility, they actually do have a lot of flexibility in the network to when they run their pumps, so they can make good use of the flexibility plus good use of the price. So when the price is high, stop pumping. When the price is negative, start pumping. You can actually make money from pumping. So that was kind of really a very first step into this kind of trend towards zero cost. So if you've got the flexibility, you're doing really demand management. So the next step is really they decided to put in a whole range of renewable energy assets. So 33 sites across the state, many, like 300,000 plus solar panels, solar batteries, all operating on that spot market. So when the price is high, the solar panels are generating and you're making money from solar and you've turned your pumps off. When the price is low, you can run your pumps and you can either make money or balance that. So you've got kind of two sides of it. You can make money from your solar and you can operate your pumps at the right time. So for me, zero cost is about being able to have renewable energy behind the meter to use that on your sites and then making the most of the price to actually generate money and getting closer and closer towards operating your assets really at that zero level. But our project is, I think, quite an important initiative as part of the Zero Cost Energy Future. It's actually bringing a decision support tool into it so that operations have something that can guide them about when is it optimal to pump, when should you be using your solar on site, when should you be sending it to the market, but still having that the need to supply water. You don't want to run out of water. It's that balance, really.
It's kind of the glue, isn't it, that makes it all work, as far as it's they've invested so heavily in so many things like solar PV and battery storage and, you know, biogas generation, all these really large investments, and then your role is to almost make it work? Is that
kind
right?
of, because it's complicated, right? You've got operators who they're used to running their pumps, and they've either been on a retail price, and they know peak tariff is this, low tariff is this. This is when I'm going to run and turn my pumps on at 9 p.m. or whatever it is. They move to the spot market. They can see a high price coming. They turn it off. Having all these renewable energy assets in the mix now, it's an added level of complication that you really do need to bring a model and an optimization algorithm behind it. It's not taking over. We've basically built a decision support tool. So we have our optimization models that can take in all the information, all the live data. So what's the price forecast? What's the water demand forecast? What is the current level in the storage? Which pumps are actually available or not? Bring all that in instantaneously. And then in the control center, they can run the optimization, view that schedule, make changes if they want, see what the impact is on the network, and then turn around and commit that to the pump. So it's not taking direct control or anything like that. The operators, they're in control. They can accept the optimized schedule or not. They can do what they want
right.
to do.
Okay.
Right. So we needed to build a tool that both integrated with the data we need to run the model seamlessly, so it's not a burden for somebody. We needed to integrate with that optimization model so we can present a really good schedule. And we need to make it in a user-friendly format so that the operations control center will actually, know how to use it. It's easy to use and they want to use it.
You make it sound pretty simple. I know it's not, but what were the challenges? There must have been some pretty
There's
immense
many
ones.
Challenges. Any project with you have data integration is challenging. And just trying to, so some data SA Water already had on their system, some we had to go and, be able to locate it, transform it, get it into the right format for our models to actually ingest, build all the code to bring it in, make sure that it's fast enough and it's not a burden, it's not worse than the spreadsheet that the guys are currently using. Just building the optimization models as well, we're trying to describe a system with big pumps, trying to balance it, trying to make that optimization model run fast. So we had modelers on our team using the Plexos software from Energy Exemplar to really build these models, make sure they're actually capturing all of the constraints and information from how that system actually works so that when you run it, you're getting realistic results and people trust the outputs of that tool. And then probably finally challenges, once you build it, you present it to people, you have them engaged throughout the process, getting them to consistently use it, provide feedback, get that feedback in it, back in it so that they're happy with it. So ongoing work still to really embed the tool, to probably benchmark it as well so people have more trust in the outputs and will, continue to use it and, provide feedback as required.
Do you see that this will be something that will be adopted everywhere or in other places?
I think maybe. I think SA Water is quite out there in switching to full exposure to the spot market. That's, quite daunting. The price can spike, right? So they've made that switch because it's very high energy cost at SA Water to run these assets. And they're making good use of it. And I think as other utilities want to go down that zero carbon pathway, they're going to be doing more renewable assets in their network. And I think we realise the benefit actually, if you go on the spot market, you're not locked into a retail contract. You've actually got flexibility to operate when and how you want. But off the back of that, you need the data and you need models to give you confidence in what you're doing as well. So, I would like to see, others in the water industry make that leap into renewables and then make that leap into really making the best use of those renewables and the flexibility they actually have in their water networks and wastewater networks.
You're listening to the Australian Water Association podcast series, and I'm speaking with Alana Dunker from Stantec. Is there transferability with the tool that you've created, or is it just a unique tool that you've designed for this scenario and you can't kind of transfer?
It is a little bit, I think it is transferable because really what we've done is the optimization model is a off-the-shelf package. What we've really done in our project is create a wrapper around that and created some data connections. So those data connections, those APIs, they can be redone and reused. The wrapper is probably quite customised to how the SA Water control room wanted to look and feel, but the platform we built it in is quite easy to develop in. So it's quite customizable to, you know, someone else. They don't want red and green boxes. They want blue or whatever they want, or they have different inputs that they need for their model. And, you know, especially because we've really wrapped around an existing optimization platform rather than try and reinvent that, I think that's quite transferable for other people. And I'm sure there's other products and things in the market as well.
Does a utility need to plan for this level of optimization and having these tools before they even start looking
yes.
at assets?
Yes, 100%. And that's really where I came into this project, because I'd had some experience working with SA Water developing decision support tools previously. It really all starts right at the beginning of what are your actual business objectives for this project. What's your high level outcomes that you want to get out of this? Breaking it down into, okay, here's what your business requirements. We need a tool that does scheduling. We need a tool that does optimization. And really mapping out all of the functional bits and pieces, what the tool has to do, get everyone to agree with it, get a bit of a concept design going before you even get anyone to start developing anything. So it was developed in an agile way, but it's probably like a hybrid agile, because I really wanted to get down on the paper an agreement of here are all the functional bits and pieces that we need. Here are the different work packages that we need to make sure we knew what we were developing, we knew where it was and the level of effort. But even before our project, obviously that the whole zero cost energy future, they had a roadmap, they had their initiative. So they'd already put on their roadmap this predictive and optimization scheduling piece as an item in the roadmap of something that they recognised they needed to do. And then our project really, you know, setting up like a mini kind of scoping roadmap before we start just gung-ho developing anything.
So what's next for SA Water in this space, and I guess your involvement in the water industry? What do you think you'll be working on next? Is it a lot more of this sort of work?
Yeah, a little bit. So I'm currently in there working with the energy team that we developed our tool for. So a little bit more work working with the control center, embedding this tool, doing some more benchmarking of the different optimization models that we're still building as well. So getting some of the system models built to get into this production scheduler tool. Also doing a bit more work in that demand forecasting space for SA Water at the moment. So we have a short-term demand forecast tool we developed for SA Water a few years ago. Working with that longer-term water demand forecasting piece and the different kind of uncertainties and probabilities, and trying to build up a more systemised tool for that. So that's going to keep me busy for the next year or so.
And what about the industry? What are you seeing?
Yeah, well, definitely that digital trend. People are looking for, you know, all the buzzwords, machine learning and digital twins and everything like that. And, you know, the water industry, I think we've got those things. We just haven't been branding them as digital twins for that long. But definitely more trends towards live modelling, forecasting, energy optimisation. So in my role as market leader, I'm getting out there talking to people, trying to see what they need from us, what's next, build them a digital, you know, roadmap for their water business.
I've been speaking with Alana Dunker, market leader of digital services for water at Stantec. Thank you so much for all your insights, Alana.
No problems. Thank you very much, Joe.